There was a big fracas here in the United States of Gitmo Nation, which I think one piece has not been analyzed properly about this Sterling guy, the NBA owner.
Yeah, I was even thinking of getting a clip. I don't think I just avoided it. But yeah, go on. Why don't you explain it, and I'll tell you my take. You probably have the same take.
Well, I'd like to hear your take, and then if you don't mind, because as usual, mine's elaborate.
Okay, well, mine's not elaborate.
Yeah, I didn't think
and
so.
And I would say if yours is elaborate, you may be onto something, because something's fishy about this. First of all, it's a violation of some sort or other, because these are private conversations. The guy's 85 years old, and he never used the N-word, and he's dating a black woman. But somehow, he doesn't have any... He made a big stink about her having her picture taken with black guys and posting it on Instagram. And the only analysis that makes any sense is that, besides the fact the guy is a notorious douchebag,
yeah.
But the only thing that makes any sense is that he's humiliated by the fact that she's having her picture taken with all these black basketball players and posting them around as though she's fucking him because he's inadequate at 85 right. years old and she's a hottie in her 20s who's already soaked him for $1.8 million and decided to do this tape.
I have obviously that's not what I'm looking at. Okay, but there are some points, some pieces.
Well,
there
can I make
correct.
One last point?
Yeah, of course.
Which may work into yours. This guy has been notorious for all kinds of. He wouldn't rent to with blacks. He had a bunch of lawsuits because he's supposedly a slumlord, but won't rent to blacks, which kind of is contradictory, it seems to me. And the league has known about him being a douchebag for 20 years, but they haven't done anything, and now they're going to do something.
Right.
I find odd.
Okay. There's a lot more that this was so weird to me. Let me set it up by this. So first of all, this went all the way to the president, who's in Malaysia doing a press conference.
Now, this is peculiar.
Well, very peculiar. And we know these questions are not. You don't as a member of the press traveling with the president, going to Asia. Do you really think someone just gets to ask a question that is not known before or scripted?
No,
of course not. We know this. So when someone says, hey, what's your take on that douchebag? That's a setup question. Why does the president need to address this? First, let's hear what the president actually said, which I found peculiar in itself.
I don't think I have to interpret those statements for you. They kind of speak for themselves. When ignorant folks want to advertise their ignorance, you don't really have to do anything. You just let them talk. And that's what happened here.
Now, he didn't advertise his ignorance. He did not. It was a private conversation in his home. So why does the president say this? He didn't advertise anything. It was taken by Harvey Levin. I'm saying that specifically of TMZ, and edited. His comments were, of course, by now everyone knows how it was put together. But backing up a little bit, this woman, which I think is also debatable, but that's just my wishful thinking. I'm like, yeah, that's a cute lady boy. But anyway, she is being sued by this douchebag's wife, Sterling's wife. Trying to get this $1.8 million back. So, there's a lot going on there with the family. And she, of course, wants to blackmail him. But something happens that needs to be used and needs to be covered up. And what really happened on the day before this whole thing happened is... Secretary Kerry saying the following.
With his effort to broker a Mideast peace deal faltering, Secretary of State Kerry resorted to politically charged language when, in private comments to the Trilateral Commission at a swank D.C. hotel on Friday, he warned Israel of the consequences of failing to achieve a two-state solution with the Palestinians.
The unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state with second-class citizens, or it winds up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a new state.
It's kind of hard to hear there, but to what Kerry said, and which started to turn into a big deal, was Israel might turn into an apartheid state.
Right, and that was getting
getting some play, and that needed to be covered up, and we needed to cover that up with Sterling. But listen to what Sterling actually said in this piece of audio that came out later.
You think I'm a racist? And
I don't think you're a racist.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I think you
evil heart.
I don't think so. I think you have an amazing heart, honey. I think the people around you have poison mind and have a way of thinking.
It's the world. You go to Israel, the blacks are just treated like dogs.
So do you have to treat them like that too?
The white Jews, there's white Jews or black Jews. Do you understand?
And are the black Jews less than the white Jews?
100%, 50%.
And is that right?
It isn't a question. We don't evaluate what's right and wrong. We live in a society. We live in a culture. We have to live within that culture.
So this tape was taken by Uber Jew Harvey Levin. I'm just going to call him out like that. Because there's a couple things you don't do. One, you don't call Israel an apartheid state, John Kerry, moron. Two, Sterling, you don't let anybody know that the Jews hate the Schwarzes. This is the biggest gaffe ever. So Harvey Levin ran interference and had to do two things here. He had to, one, help cover up Kerry's gaffe, and boy, did it blow out. Everybody got the memo. We're only talking about Sterling, not about Kerry. But he had to do something quick before the real audio came out. What he just said there, that is really damning. That's some horrible crap that he's saying, true or not. That's like saying the Jews own the media. Seriously, it's that egregious. So they had to do something really quick to get it out, which, by the way, this girl, I don't think she doesn't get to blackmail him the way she wanted to now. She's going to be a victim in all this. I don't feel bad at all. But that's really what's going on here. And every other analysis is, yeah, of course it's correct. But, you know, why was this now all of a sudden the big deal? Because they needed to cover up Kerry's incredible gaffe with some news, and that's now pretty much gone. No one knows about it. Gohmert tried to do something. That's the Republican from Texas.
Today, Secretary of State Kerry accused the Jewish people of Israel of risking guilt for the crime of apartheid. He said that about Israeli Jews, who the UN unanimously provided a nation after the worst genocide in world history. Secretary Kerry is both ignorant of history and of the offense of apartheid. Our Secretary of State has effectively cursed Israel. It's not Israel who sent suicide bombers against Palestinians, nor denied the right of Palestinians to work in Israel, nor advocated for completely wiping them off the map, nor taught their children in their textbooks to hate others like vermin or rats, nor named landmarks and holidays for murderers with suicide bombs, nor launched rockets every day hoping to terrorize and kill innocent people. It's Israel that's fought against such racism and hatred. Secretary Kerry stands for those who support the destruction of Israel. He should not be speaking for this nation. He needs to stand down before he brings judgment against us.
Gentleman's time has expired.
So we needed to run a little bit of interference, and the president took the question for that very reason. But wow, I think the stuff that Sterling really said, that, I mean, you haven't heard a single person say, hey, what's this about the Israelis hating black people? What's up with that?
Yeah, well, there's definitely, I avoided doing this sort of analysis on, although I think you're correct, because the giveaway was the president discussing it, because that draws attention to it, and everyone says, well, it must be important, because the president is the moral leader, and so if he is addressing it in any way, just by acknowledging he knows about it, then you have to react to that.
Yeah.
So that was, I think that's the interesting takeaway that you came up with. The rest of it, still, Kerry and his stupid apartheid's comment, I don't think it would have gotten that much traction anyway. But it definitely blew it out, that's for sure.
I looked at the timeline, and it was Kerry first and then this thing. I mean, it was pretty
You can't uncanny. Take a chance. You know, why take a chance?
Yeah, exactly.
So you roll this thing out, and Kerry's reprimanded, I'm sure.
Yeah,
by Schumer and the rest of these guys,
you think just Schumer?
Well, Schumer, for sure, he's the one as the leader. And he would be the one who would be make the biggest fuss.
And Jack, how about Jack Lew? You know, I was looking into this Jack Lew guy.
Jack Lew. We could do a whole show on that guy.
You know, he's an Orthodox Jew.
Really?
Yeah. He's the first Orthodox Jew ever to be this high in any administration.
Oh, I didn't know he was Orthodox.
And apparently, Orthodox. And apparently,
that's wild.
The story goes that the president called him during Sabbath, and he didn't take the call.
Right. Why would he?
Yeah.
He's Orthodox. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't take the call.
But I didn't know that. I didn't know he was Orthodox. The Orthodox guy, Orthodox anything kind of freaks me out. I don't care what religion you are.
I'm not sure that the Orthodox Jews would be more adamant about the Israeli situation than Chuck Schumer.
Mm. True.
Because most of the Israelis, and the ones I know for sure, they don't even like the Orthodox Jews that are there.
No, they don't. No.
They hate them.
Yeah. They think they're nuts.
Yes, they think they're nuts. The Israelis are very practical people.
Yeah. Anyway. You know who's really nuts is Barbara Boxer, your girlfriend. Did you hear her little spiel?
On what?
Oh, you'll love this.
Suppose the other side had taken that attitude. Don't raise it. Well, it would still be, I guess, a buck an hour, 50 cent if you were kids. Today, 50 cent is a singing group, right? Am I right about that? Okay.
What a moron.
He's a singing group.
50 cent is a singing group, am I right? The kids are all into that. What a douche knuckle.